Come now, darling. Aren't you aiming to impress me? Again? I said, again. Don't make that face. I do not want you to leave until I see some results. Well, if you wanted someone who was going to be nicer, you picked the wrong teacher. And I don't plan to be. I sense great potential in you. Potential that will only be unlocked with hard work. So, you cannot keep taking breaks every 5 minutes. You think you're exhausted practicing? I'm exhausted with all this standing around doing absolutely nothing. I thought you'd be a little bit more excited, having me as your teacher. You seemed quite interested before. Now, all of a sudden, you... Perhaps it is you who has decided that I'm not interesting enough. And if that is the case, I must admit I'm quite offended and bewildered. I thought you made your interest in me quite clear. Was I mistaken? No. Well, then why don't you stand up and prove it to me? Try the spell again. You know, I'd say that one had a few sparks more than the last try. Perhaps it is emotion that ought to fuel your attempts in the future. I will think on it. Sit down for now. I need to study these. Yes. The grimoires you brought to me from the hidden section of the library have been quite useful. Which is exactly why I chose to teach you. You know your way around these books for sure. It is simply actually the spells that you just cannot seem to master. Page 45, line 3. I know you knew this book from front to back. What does it say? I knew it. Of course it's exactly the same. I never doubted you for a second. Anyway. Yes, I suppose I could have you read them aloud to me, but as much as I'd love that, it's easier for me to just find exactly what I'm looking for because, here it is. It is often said that witches and wizards... with vendetta or trauma, may be able to emit powerful magic unheard of. Well, according to this, I may have to kill someone dear to you. It's a joke. Well, it isn't, but I have no plans to do such a thing. There must be another way. What's this? Oh, very interesting. Well, it seems there is an alternative. You simply must fall in love. That's what it says here. But I needn't bother explaining that to you. You already know. Exactly. That was your interpretation. No, yes, you have a great love for magic, but that's not quite the same. A love of someone. It could even be an animal. The love of life is more powerful than the love of anything else. Yes, you do have a great love and respect for knowledge, but it cannot compare. No. This is something you must experience yourself, and once you do, you will know what I mean. What it is that I speak of. You seem to be a cynic, of sorts. I take it you've never been in love? Exactly. You're only further proving my point. Love doesn't exist. My goodness. Do you ever leave the library? I mean, no offense, but to think you are so smart and yet you seem to be so ignorant to your own emotions and the possibilities of them. Well, you must fall in love with something. And then the overwhelming feeling to protect that thing that you love, it can be a source for your mana. You don't want to even try. What, so you'd rather me inflict trauma on you? No, this is silly. Then I offer myself. Fall in love with me? And how would you know if you're not going to try? I did not take you for a coward. Yes, a coward. You've worked this long and I'd present you with one simple trial. You're not even willing to give it a chance. If that's not a coward, what would you call it? It sounds like cowardice to me. All right, then. It is simple. You seem to have some admiration towards me. I think it's something we can work with. Of course. I just... Do you have such disdain for me? You've been averting your eyes all day. Have I done something to upset you? I just don't think I quite understand. Perhaps I intimidate you. Don't tell me that's it. Is it? Oh my. Have I hit the nail on the head? But of course. suppose I cannot blame you. I am very knowledgeable and wise and beautiful. And we are alone together after all. Of course, we've rented this room here. Well, we are allowed to study and practice. I think this would be the perfect time. To try and make you fall in love. I think I'd be quite good at it. You're so cute when you're shy. You keep trying to hide your eyes behind your hair. It's not working. And your face is starting to turn red. Well, I find affection to be the most... effective. Of course. If I were to just sit here and talk to you, I suppose you could fall in love with me over time, but if I were to dote on you, to give you affirmations and hold you, play with your hair, I think it might quicken the process. And that is what we want, isn't it? Then perhaps we ought to start with something straightforward. You don't know what I mean? A kiss, of course. Well, I would not want to make you uncomfortable. Only if you agree. Yes, of course. For the sake of magic. That is the only reason you're agreeing. No other, right? Naturally, of course. Why wouldn't I believe you? Well then, shall I take the lead? If you insist, you could just sit there. All I need to do is lean down. Get that hair out of your face. What? I can't look at you in the eyes. I haven't even done anything yet. Fine. If you really don't want to, I suppose I'll just have to, Did you really think I was going to back down so easily? Oh, but it was so quick and tiny. And it was over with before you even knew it had started. You mean to tell me you did not like it? I think you might be a liar. I know you did. It's not something you can hide from me. What? What's with the look on your face? You seem to have a sudden change of heart. You seem to have riled something up in you. Were you thinking about the last time we did it? Yes, of course you are. Oh, really? I'm yours? Is that what it is? Then we're definitely getting somewhere. Do you want to be careful? What if someone... That's right. Nobody can hear. On the table. Oh, you naughty boy. It was only a kiss. Come now. Enjoy kissing on my neck. Well, how often you do it? What about your lessons? You can't go getting distracted now. Oh my. No, no, no. I want to. But surely I can wait. Just a few more hours. No. You're not being a very good boy. My. You don't care. Oh, well, it sounds like you want to be punished. No, no. Not with that attitude. Who told you you could speak to me like that? Does it hurt? Does it hurt when I pull your hair? Maybe you ought to be a bit more obedient then. You should listen to me. I am your instructor after all. What would you do without me? This is good. You're learning to love me specifically. But if nothing else, you're learning to love being addicted to my body. As I am learning to be addicted to yours. So I'd say the lessons are going perfectly. Wouldn't you? Good. That's my good boy. No, 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 no. These silly little outbursts will do no good for you. They will only upset me more. However, you've done very well today. So I think a little reward is due. But only a little. You may fuck me, but I'm afraid I simply can't let you come inside. Not until you show some more improvement with our lessons. Then, and only then, will I reward you with such. I don't care if you want to. It's not about you, is it? Good boys serve their mistresses without question. And you do want to be a good boy, don't you? That's what I thought. Now take it out. I want to see how big you've gotten for me. There. is. You must like it so much when I talk down to you like this. I must admit I try to avoid it during lessons. I'm not aiming to distract you the whole time. And of course that would defeat the purpose. But it's moments like this where I just can't help myself. I was practically bulging out of your pants. I thought your zipper might burst. Whatever shall I do with all of this? No, I don't even know what to do with it. There are so many options. But of course, I should at least touch it while I'm talking to you. Wouldn't you agree? Of course you would. I can feel it twitching in my hands. Oh, that's a good boy. Let out your moans, it's alright. I want to hear your cute little whimpers. Oh, yes. You are so good. But of course, I simply can't continue until you beg. And I mean beg. That's a start. On your knees. You know how I hate asking twice. It's no fun if I'm always so kind to your cock, is it? How about I apply a little pressure? Does it hurt when I step on your pathetic cock? It does. Good. Maybe you'll think twice about crossing me next time. I think you forget who you belong to. And it is not yourself. It is me. You're getting harder. Don't tell me you like it. Disgusting. You're just a little pervert, aren't you? You want me to step on your cock? What the fuck is wrong with you? It's so pathetic, it's almost adorable. You're moaning even now. Well, since you're down there, why don't you use your tongue? You want me to step on it more? Oh, fuck. Say please. Get the fuck off of me. Up. Take me against the wall. said take me against the wall. You need to go fucking faster. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Can you hear me? I said fucking faster. I'd say you put in more effort into that than you do your studies, which is almost to be offended about. I simply can't find the energy to be. I don't want to do lessons right now, just hold me, won't you? Just want to be. Thank you.